call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Hi, Rachel. How you going?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Another week with me. I'm sorry to have to step in for Kelly again.
Well, we're on at the right time.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this week we got there. Perfect timing. All right, so in Australian news, I'm hearing another bit of sexist commentary coming out of there again. What is that all about?
Yeah, this has really exploded this week. Conservative Senator David Leyenhelm has basically spent the entire week attacking a female senator on the other side of the political spectrum, essentially for being attracted to men.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh at that. That is incredibly awful. I hear the kind of comment is, stop shagging men?
Yeah, sorry, that was something that he heckled at her when she made a comment about rape culture in the Senate. And that sort of exploded into him going around to basically any media organization he could and giving interviews about how he stands by his comments and he'll never apologize, and basically continuing this idea that Sarah needs to be heckled for, essentially just slut-shaming her. It's kind of an unsurprising turn of events given things that Leyenhelm has said in the past and things that have been said about Sarah Hanson-Young, who's probably one of the more prominent and more outspoken female politicians at the moment.
I still am baffled by this. Oh, has he said why exactly he's so adamant about it?
I think he, well, as often you hear, he essentially is accusing Sarah of both hating men and being attracted to them at the same time, which is apparently just a massive crime. But it's really part of, I think, a wider culture within our political sphere where female politicians especially are just constantly abused by other members of parliament. And it really just has all started with the treatment of Julia Gillard, our first female prime minister, about 10 years ago now, and it's just sort of continued since then, and I guess Sarah Hanson-Young is the most recent target.
Mm. What's the public kind of outcry to this? Is there anyone who's just baffled as I am?
Yeah, I'd say there's a lot of bafflement, if that's even a word, but I think really what people are saying is that they think that David Leyenhelm, who as a senator only needs a very small group of people to be big fans of him to get re-elected, he's essentially trying to stir up as much controversy as possible so that he can get a tiny group of followers who like him, and even if 95% of the population think he's completely useless, he might still get elected.
Wow. So up next, ABC has been banned from reporting on a forum in Nauru. Is that correct?
Yeah, I seem to be talking about the ABC a lot, but there's really a lot of drama going on around them at the moment. Our national broadcaster was planning on going and reporting on a Pacific Islands conference in Nauru, and Nauru has blocked them specifically. Essentially accusing them of bias and political interference for their coverage of Australia's detention centres, offshore detention centres on the country. And people are basically saying that Nauru is trying to keep the ABC out of their country so that no quality journalism will really be holding them accountable for the treatment of our refugees, and the Australian government isn't really stepping in either because they don't really want quality coverage of it either.
Mm. There's the exception of Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation, though, is that correct?
Yeah, so when the ABC was banned, pretty much the rest of the Australian media said, well, if the ABC can't go, we're not going. So a whole bunch of groups have now boycotting the event, and they say that they won't go unless this ban has been overturned. So naturally, News Corp, which is run by Rupert Murdoch, has taken this opportunity to say that they will not be supporting the boycott, and they will be now taking this opportunity to exclusively cover the event.
So a bit of taking advantage of the situation there, huh?
Yeah, and it really hasn't endeared them to other media organisations in this country, but considering it's a Murdoch-owned organisation, I highly doubt that really bothers them much at all.
Mm. And other news, a Australian national basketball team got into an on-court brawl. I even saw that before this story was sent to me. What happened?
Yeah, I was wondering how far this footage went, because it truly is insane. So the Australian national basketball team was playing a World Cup qualifier in the Philippines against the Filipino national team, and there was a bit of animosity on court. One of the Filipino players knocked over one of the Australian players. An Australian player retaliated. And next thing you know, he's being dragged to the side of the court. He's got about 7 players on him throwing punches. Staff and officials are throwing chairs. And there's just, it's the most, I guess, the most violent thing I've ever seen on a sporting field, because they really were trying to hurt them as much as possible. And yeah, it's been a kind of difficult for Australia to try and figure out how much blame we should put on our own players and how much we're just going to back them and sort of help blame the Philippines, I guess.
What exactly started the fight in the first place, though?
Yeah, I mean, it seemed to be a kind of regular, like slightly above regular foul that might have seen one player be ejected from the court, but instead of just letting the referees do their job, the Filipino players decided it was, or and the staff decided it was necessary to defend their player with their fists and with some chairs.
Wow, that is crazy.
Yeah.
We're all up for a time, but thank you so much for talking with me, Rachel.
No worries.
We'll be talking with you next week. See ya.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
That was Neighborhood Watch. Ripper.